Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a Super Bowl winning coach with the Baltimore Ravens. He's an analyst for the NFL Network now and joins us on the program. Brian Billick joining us here on the Triple Threat. Coach, you're on with Sean Rich and three-time Super Bowl champ Ted Johnson. How are you?
Doing great. I'm impressed that you were able first. I'm embarrassed to say I did not recognize that as the BYU fight song, but that's very good. That's nice.
That's how we welcome people on. That's how we
butter you up, Coach.
We butter you up, yeah. We that's
I get you. Very
coach.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, we'll ask you this question just because we just got done talking about him in the previous segment and curious your take on it. J.J. Watt, the first three games this year, no sacks yet, but he's been impactful. I'm curious what you think of what you've seen so far back from the back injury with J.J. Watt. And as a head coach who's coached some of the all-time greats defensively, where do you stack J.J. among some of those guys?
Well, he's as good as I've seen, and just incredible in terms of the impact that he can have and the way that he does. It's such an incredible power, yet athleticism. And naturally, you know, particularly starting early, I don't see any signs of obviously the back. I think it's a matter of everybody goes into the game plan and says, okay, what's job one? We got to stop J.J. Watt. We have to double, triple, turn the line in, out, put it back there. You know, that's the guy that we've got to stop. And all that means is all those doubles and triple teams open it up for somebody else. So at some point, they're going to have to take care of those other people in terms of the impact on the offense when they play. That's going to leave him one-on-one, and the sacks will come.
Hey, Coach, have you ever had a situation kind of like Bill O'Brien has with a quarterback that has a unique skill set and Deshaun Watson? You know, his system is, you know, it's born and bred there up in New England. It's more for a pocket quarterback. When you have a guy like Deshaun Watson has different skill sets, you have to change maybe what you do. Have you ever had a situation like that happen in your career where you kind of maybe had one way of doing it, but the player that you had to kind of adapt and adjust to fit his styles? Is there anything you can speak from experience and how Bill O'Brien is dealing with Deshaun Watson?
Sure, yeah. You always have to adapt what you do to your, particularly at the quarterback position, to what your strengths are. And any number of quarterbacks will come through and do different things. I remember when we had Randall Cunningham. And, again, my background in the West Coast offense and this, that, and the other, I remember when he came to Philadelphia, John Gruden said, Randall Cunningham can't run an offense. And he was right in terms of the West Coast offense. So when we did have Randall Cunningham, we had tremendous talent on the outside. We tried to do those things that best suited what Randall could do. And he was at a stage in his career where he wasn't going to run around a lot. We actually had to get him to do a little bit more. But he had incredible anticipation, had the great deep ball on the outside. You always have to adapt what you do to find what your quarterback does best. So some of the more intricate reads, particularly for Deshaun Watson, you may have to wait on those. He'll progress towards that. But right now, you know, young rookie quarterback pretty much throws what he sees, and you have to make sure that you're not putting him in a position where you're asking too much of a progression read. He'll get there. But it's a slow process that you go through from the standpoint of right now, give him the opportunity to throw what he can see.
Coach, I know we're only three games in, but we're sitting down here in Houston trying to figure out the AFC South. And obviously all of these teams have had good moments and bad moments. Feels like the only thing we can all agree on is if Andrew Luck doesn't come back at some point for the Colts, they're probably not going to be a factor in the division. How do you see it playing out? I mean, like I said, all the other three teams have had some good moments and not so good moments.
Yeah, well, I think you could say that about the entire league, outside of obviously Kansas City playing as well as they are right now. I don't know that there are any dominant teams in the league right now. They've all shown their warts, so to speak, as to where some of their vulnerabilities are across the board, and which is kind of exciting because I think it's kind of an open, you know, it makes it an open field, so to speak, and no more so than the AFC South. Tennessee looks really, really good to me. What they did to Seattle, the ability to just physically overpower a defense like the Seattle Seahawks, I think bodes very well for Tennessee. Yet they've shown, obviously, that they can be vulnerable, particularly on the defensive side somewhat. And Jacksonville, what a huge win for them I don't know that anybody saw that. It shows you what I know. I was talking about Baltimore maybe getting another shutout, three in a row. I can't remember the last time a team in the NFL started the season with three shutouts. I really thought they would have a chance on the road against Jacksonville in London. But, boy, did it not go that way. So, yeah, every team, particularly in the AFC South, notwithstanding Indianapolis, is showing signs of, you can see how it is they are going to get their wins, you know, in terms of Houston, obviously, in terms of playing great defense. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, he grows, making some plays outside the pocket on third down. Tennessee, that overpowering running game, and then Marcus Mariota, who I think is just going to be a star in this league with an improving defense, and then Jacksonville with Fournette and the way that they're able to run the ball now. And if they can keep that formula going, you can see a scenario for each of these three teams.
Hey, Coach, we've come a long way since Cam Newton's MVP season in 2015. He hasn't played well last year, off to a rough start this year. You know, had shoulder surgery in the offseason. His ankle's giving him problems. A lot of people think that you should just shut him down for a while, kind of like how Indianapolis is doing with Andrew Luck. How would you treat, if Cam Newton was your quarterback moving forward, how would you treat that situation? Because he looks beat up, and a lot of people think that physically he already looks fatigued only 3 weeks into the season.
Well, you have to look at that. And the question becomes, is he going to get hurt even further? That's always the question when you're talking about, I think Andrew Luck would be the same thing. Is he exposing himself to more long-term injury? Could he hurt himself further? Or is this just one of those things where you work through the bumps and bruises? Can't imagine them shutting him down. They're playing pretty good defense. The addition of Christian McCaffrey, great pickup for them. Well, I'm doing a piece on NFL Network's playbook today at 6 p.m. Eastern, where you can see the effect that Christian McCaffrey can have on the offense. The other opportunities that, because people are becoming so focused on him, there are plays to be made down the field at other positions when people start accounting for Christian McCaffrey and leaving holes on the backside. That's what we need to see Cam Newton make, the plays that he needs to make. And clearly, as is the case, they've got to limit the hits, limit his part in the running game, because you're right, he just doesn't look like he's 100% right now.
Coach, if you're running the New York Giants, is what Odell Beckham Jr. did on Sunday a factor in your opinion about whether or not he gets the contract he's looking for?
Has to. At some point, he's got to grow up. At some point, as gifted as he is and impactful as he is, are you going to become a consistent, functioning member of your team, your community, of the NFL? And the kind of the bonehead things that he does continues to show up. At some point, he needs to grow up, because I can't imagine the thought process of a young player that would think what he did in the post celebrations was correct, was something that was okay. And it's that process that has to be addressed. You know, the passion of the moment, whatever. I can't imagine that wasn't something that he just thought of at the moment, or something he had in the back of his mind that he was going to do. And if that's the case, there's a whole lot more there that you have to address.
Brian Billick joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Coach, last one along those lines. It's interesting. Rich asked you about Odell Beckham, because your last year as the OC in Minnesota, I believe, was Randy Moss's rookie year. And Randy Moss is up for the Hall of Fame for the first time this year. And I'm curious, when you see Odell Beckham and just the great plays but also struggling with maturity, does it harken you back at all to Moss as a rookie? And do you think he gets in first ballot on this Hall of Fame run?
Well, sir, yes, absolutely. I don't know how you not. Randy Moss is still, to my mind, the most dynamic talent that has come into this league over the last 20 years. We've not seen his like before. When I had Randy Moss, Randy was a rookie, was very pliable. He very much wanted to show the league they were wrong, and him slipping to where we got him, with 21, 22 in the draft. Chris Carter was a great mentor for him. I had a very, he still had a lot, and he was very easy to work with. Now, I know it changed, as it does with a lot of players, and some of the things that transpired coming on and that you're alluding to in terms of the maturity factor. But as a rookie, Randy was outstanding, because he very much had that chip on his shoulder, very much wanted to learn, and was very much willing to listen. So I had a little bit different version of Randy Moss early in his career than what people dealt with later on.
Good stuff. Brian Billick, of course, NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Billick, and you can see Coach Billick every Wednesday on NFL Network's NFL Playbook at 5 o'clock Central Time here in Houston. Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. Always great stuff, and we hope to do it again with you soon.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
Brian
you, Coach.
I like talking to Coach
on
Billick.
The show. Yeah, good perspective.
Good stuff, man. Good perspective.
You know, more than one listener has suggested to me, and I think it's ludicrous, but that the Giants need a left tackle and the Texans could sure use another option for Deshaun Watson in their receiving corps.
Yeah.
I don't think that's apples.
It's not going to happen. I know. I told every one of them it's not going to happen, but when it was proposed to me, I went, For a second.
Is it okay if I repeat my stance on this from the other day? If the Texans have a chance to get Odell Beckham, he can pee. He can actually urinate on the sidelines.
I think there are a lot of people that agree with you.
Yes. He can pee in the middle of the field right before the game if he wants to.
Go ahead. Relieve yourself on NRG, man.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Look, we're old school too, Rich, but if he could come here.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what he is.
I'm very conflicted right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it.
No, I don't think so
Giants
either.
Giants, Rich, will have to worry about it.
But it was an interesting proposition.
We have no principles, man. Look at us. None.
Well, does the NFL?
It's just a little urine.
The NFL doesn't.
Yeah, just a little pee, that's all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.